The Eastern Nepal region has led the country's tea trade. Today, the landscape's changing as more entrepreneurs are exploring the tea industry. We speak to Asha Bhandari at Himcoop to hear about the growing specialty tea industry in Nepal.
One of the best advantages that Nepal Tea has, they own their factory, you know, they own their garden, so they have the power to make what sort of tea they want to make it. For example, one factory or one company is not ruling over many gardens and asking them to make this kind of tea, or you know what I'm speaking.
Yeah.
Like every SME has their own individual power that gives advantage to them to play with their art, to know more about tea, what kind of tea has been served into the world market, and what kind of tea they have potential to make. And I think that's a good advantage. And I think they are doing it quite well, quite well. I'm really impressed with the small farmers compared to the big factories. Mm.
Where did this change begin? And who's leading this shift in the industry?
The first shift happened with the young people, young entrepreneurs. For example, Sarat Subbai is a young entrepreneur. Man Kumar Mukhiya is a young entrepreneur. They have grown up inside the tea valley. They've known tea for a longer time. They've also seen with the education and with the globalization, they have seen the dynamic of tea industry changing. We have good climate. We fall on the one of the, you know, highest elevation of the country. And what they decide is to do something good with their knowledge and research. And what helped them is direct connection to buyers. They're very thoroughly, they've listened to the buyers, you know, what kind of tea they want, in what season, what kind of characteristics they are looking for in the specific tea. So they've listened. Before that, what it used to be like, big factories used to make their own tea, sell it to the market. If one buyer will bid it, other might not bid it. But the young entrepreneurs are more focused into the specific buyer needs. And they have the ability to make tea as per the buyer's preference. For example, in golden tips, buyer might look for the, you know, sweet honey flavor, look for the golden hour in the cup, more body. So each producer have specialized in what kind of tea buyer would be looking, and they will be in the future. So it's like more of a more listening and giving the service rather than making it and selling it.
And that's an important distinction to make, right? Where once you made tea and hoped somebody would buy it, now the producers are listening to what the buyers are asking for and trying to customize it to their needs. With this direct access to buyers and this conversation and dialogue with buyers, producers are also building relationships which could have a long-term impact.
Indeed. As a producer, as a Nepal tea industry, we do not only sell tea, but we believe in building trust, building relation, just exchanging the knowledge and working for the best for both of the part, be it producer or the buyer.
So tea is not just seen as a product or a commodity, but it's actually seen as a vehicle to impact socially entire communities. Is that a conscious intention, or is it just a consequence of the way things have shaped up?
I think it's both. We are pretty small in terms of capacity, and the small producers who does not have that much of capacity or even that much of knowledge to build their own factory or, you know, even get into the market. The model of cooperative and joint factory, or, you know, the cooperative model, started to collect and to involve all the people and give them facility, a sense of being there, even if, you know, there might not be much capital to work on, you know, for the joint profit.
But the cooperative model demands a lot of all the participants. It's a great idea, but to sustain it calls for certain commitment from the side of the farmers. So given that, would you call it a successful model in Nepal?
I would say yes. The cooperative has been a secure and safety model for farmers.
What about this golden tea? What makes it so special?
Birds taken to make it are similar like a white tea, you know.
Mm.
Small first leaf with a bird. I think it's more about the market, how it shaped it. We had a really good market in China and Taiwan before the COVID. And the way the price increased, they increased the price of golden tea. The way they demanded Nipplies golden tea, it really put itself on the highlight that everyone was trying to fulfill the demand. If we talk about what kind of a taste it would be like, it's like a remarkable sweet honey-like note with not even finish, but more pronounced. And it has more body, have fruitier notes, changes it for the season. And I think that really got into the buyer's taste buds. Most of the buyers always compliment like it's like a bright golden in the cup.
Wow.
Is nice. Known that. So yes, I think more of a dynamic market, how the buyer shifted themselves from the normal tea to golden tea. I think that motivated all of our producers to have it. Having said that, there has been a few producers who were already making it. It's their potential, it's their hard work that the buyer could, come and taste their tea, and it has been highlighted. So nice. I think this is the market dynamic. If we are focusing on domestic market, I think golden tea would be one of the best first product that we should more focused into, because it has a very honey, woody, dark chocolate flavor. People who for whom tea is our, typical milk with ginger and cardamom tea. For those kind of audience or those kind of a market, I think golden tea would be excellent product to, market and make them understand about the tea culture.
So what will Nepal's specialty tea compete on in the global market? What do you think is going to be brand Nepal tea's USP?
I believe it's our sustainable practice. Our gardens are already organic, if not most of them are converting themselves into organic garden. They are aware of their action and may change. But how can we divert into more soil quality? It's not only for the profit, it's not only for the market, but it's also about the environment and how can we be responsible to change it. I think all of the producers are so pretty aware of the fact that how all of our action has been the reason for the climate change.
Mm.
And I think that is the most beautiful thing I've seen, the way producers are changing themselves into practice. I think that is one of our strong marketing point beside our product. Another is, again, it's not only about business, it's not only about profit, but it's about the building relation, listening, the feedback of buyer and making them satisfied with our product. If there's no market, it will be really difficult for any of us to sustain. We need to work on a bit on pricing side. Having said that, the bigger impact is always the sustainable practice and the belief we have for the Nepal tea is will always be a sustainable practice, save the quality of soil so that the future generation will also sustain from the same tea garden, and the quality we would be making from the high elevation. They all the factories are in such a good location, such a good geographical or even the climatic situation. And I think all are making best out of it, and we are trying to make their potential a bit more recognizable. And yeah. I think it's more than a product, more than a market. If we go to the Elam and talk about the tea, and it will always be about the environment and how can we save it, give it back, and take it back from it.